Good to be here.
The president gave a defense of his financial reform package that's in Congress right now. How good a job did he do?
I think his point is that Republicans in opposing financial reform are also siding with business and banking and the people that brought us the Great Recession. And he's going to claim that Democrats have a better solution for that. Republicans, not surprisingly, are going to argue that he doesn't have the real fix.
So this was very much a political speech, and I guess the place and the time were no accident.
I think it was very much a political speech. Partly, Obama's responding to the fact that Wisconsin went heavily for him in 08, and he wants to keep the state on board for himself in the future. But it's, I think, more immediately because we have competitive Senate race and a competitive governor's race, and it's very important for the Democratic Party and the White House that those two positions remain Democratic. And, of course, recent polling has shown both of those races to be highly competitive.
The president took some credit for what may be going right now and blamed Republicans for what has been going wrong. Is he being entirely true or fair?
I think there are important ways in which he is right and in which that fits with his theme. So he went to Racine, which Republicans point out has, as a city anyway, a 14.2% unemployment rate, which is terrible. But President Obama can correctly claim that it was 15.5% 12 months ago, and so from 15.5 down to 14.2 looks like an accomplishment. The city of Racine in a year has gone from 10.2 to 9.4 unemployment, and the state of Wisconsin as a whole has gone from 8.9 to 8.2. And so across the board, there have been improvements in the employment situation in the state. Now, the president was quick to point out that that hardly means we're out of the tough times. He's absolutely agreeing that we have a long ways to go. But at the same point, he's trying to make the claim that it was Republicans that drove the economy into the ditch and Republican policies that caused the Great Recession. His policies, Obama will claim, are responsible for the recovery that we are seeing. And if we're in the early stages of the recovery, it's nevertheless a recovery. Things are moving in the right direction, even if they still have a long ways to go before they've recovered to the pre-recession levels.
How much credit can the president take for the recovery and what may be a bit of an exaggeration?
I think all presidents exaggerate how much control they have over the economy. I think in that circumstance, the best thing to ask is, are times getting better or are they getting worse? And I think in the evidence here, they're getting a bit better, but they're still a long ways from being great.
Charles Franklin, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here.